Hello, everybody. So for our next speakers, we have Nicole and Philip. So Nicole is from Electomatis and Philip from Bosch. And they'll be talking about how open source projects approach functional safety. Thank you.
Thanks and welcome. As the title says, we're talking on how open source projects approach functional safety. There are so many projects out there, so we just took three examples, which will be the Xen, Zephyre, and Linux part. So we do together, so just to give you a short intro on who we are. My name is Philip, as introduced. I'm currently a product manager for embedded open source inside Bosch. But the time where I'm speaking here, I mainly do is the chair of the technical steering committee within the ELISA project, which works on enabling safety. And I'm also leading a work group there, which basically puts the different pieces of open source projects together. Then I'm currently also a member of the Linux Foundation Europe advisory board, which has been started last year. And personally, I'm open source enthusiast since like 15, 20 years or something, where I'm using it mainly. And this gives time for Nicole directly.
Yeah, so this works now. So yeah, I'm Nicole. I'm mainly a safety person. I started off in production maintenance, so not maintenance like a maintainer that you might know, but really like, something breaks and somebody has to fix it. I went then to software development, been a software developer and tester, mainly always with some safety background in the automotive and the defense industry, and then changed to do more safety-centric work. About 5 years ago, we decided we can do things better. And founded Electomatis, so that's where I'm currently at, doing safety consulting, a little bit of what we heard before, the license compliance stuff. I'm in and out of the Open Chain project. I'm mainly involved with ELISA projects in the system and in the medical group. I'm in the SPDX project in a safety working group, the safety manager of the Zephyr project, and so on. So yeah, if you want to know about open source and safety, maybe we should talk. If you talk to me and I won't recognize you again, I'm not arrogant, I just cannot remember your face. So please just, if you know me, just tell me, hey, we know each other. That's completely normal for me that I won't recognize you again. So you can also text me, so mainly each social media platform. I have the same handle, Nick Poplar, so yeah, please feel free to reach out. So, starting with the real thing. So yeah, we're starting about functional safety. So who is in the room familiar with the term functional safety at all? Oh, that looks good. So for those who aren't, so we're not talking security, we're talking safety here. So that part of the system that should not kill you in case of an internal fault. So it's mainly it's a do not harm thing, that the system behaves always in a safe way, whatever happens, whatever input you have, whatever thing that breaks, that's a part of safety and the stuff that you need to ship with your product to really prove that the system cannot kill you, or most probably won't kill you, let's put it like that. So with functional safety, the main things that you do expect are, that software behaves as specified, which implies already that you have a specification, that it does not interfere in any way with the system components you have, and all erroneous events are addressed somehow, so that you even can avoid them or at least detect them and have some mitigation efforts in there. And that you have sufficient evidence that really proves this.
Right, and I guess the next one is for me. So as in the title, we talk about the three example projects. So we have one as a Linux representative. While there's so much more, we'll later see this. We have a real-time OS with Zephyr. There are recently also others coming out which claim to have safety certification and may all be open source, but this is the one in there. And we have the last one, which is the Xen hypervisor, has a virtualization solution, and they all run under the Linux Foundation projects and to just get an idea on who's in there. So you have a large number of members within the Zephyr, a few people in Xen actually, and then the middle size in ELISA. And as you could see from my introduction, I'm coming from Bosch, so we're doing a lot of automotive work also. And with this respect, I just wanted to show how different members are, because if you think about like medical devices, automotive, railway, industrial parts, that's where really safety standards come into picture. And if you look into Zephyr, it's not really a mobility or aerospace member in there. It's mainly hardware driven, and so we have microcontroller companies, sensor manufacturers, and so which really have this visibility in there. While for the Xen project, you have some mobility suppliers, but it's originated from the server parts, so there's